The design of the Spanish deck dates from the 16th century, and the four represented sticks are the reflection of the four main estates of the Middle Ages. Coins for merchants, cup for clergy, sword for nobles, and clubs for serfs. The Spanish deck has always been used to read the future. In fact, years ago, the Spanish deck was only used in Spain. The tarot was known, though, it began to be used later. The Spanish deck is a reduced version of the minor arcana of the tarot. It is a deck or set of 48 or 40 cards. The most used version is that of 40 cards, without 8s or 9s, what are called the minor arcana, are added the 10 of each suit, in addition to the knave, and the so-called major arcana, which are those that generally are used for divination. The cards are divided into four families, pints or sticks. The sticks are coins, cups, swords, and clubs, each of which corresponds to its characteristic iconography. The Spanish deck has a series of peculiarities that make it different from the rest of card designs. First of all, they are the only cards that do not have a queen, and as we all know, the figures of the Spanish deck are knave, horse, and king. Coins. Money, inheritances, investments, property, luck in the game, the intellectual. When coins mixed with cups, cards indicate emotional and sentimental stability in the life of the person who consults. If they appear along with swords, it announces impediments or obstacles within the terrain of possessions and money. If these are mixed with clubs, they indicate that, based on efforts and purposes, economic and material stability can be achieved. Profits or assets can also be obtained through inheritances. Cups. Love, partner, marriage, happiness, lover, children, family, creativity, friendship, fertility. When cups appear surrounded by coins, it indicates that we can obtain good security and harmony in the affective or sentimental field in our relationships. If they are surrounded by swords, it indicates that we have to overcome many difficulties and setbacks to obtain the effective relationships that we have proposed. If these appear surrounded by clubs, it shows that we will have to work and strive, because it depends only on our own effort to achieve optimal and favorable results or interpretation. Clubs. Action, travel, energy, work, intelligence, professional success, projects. When they appear surrounded by cups, it indicates that in the activity we are doing, we are going to be surrounded by people or affection. If they appear mixed with swords, they indicate that we will have many difficulties when it comes to carrying out or undertaking in any activity that we have proposed to ourselves. If these appear with coins, it indicates that we will have good chances of obtaining economic benefits through the activities we are doing. Swords. Accidents, health, fights, misunderstandings, mood, sadness. If swords appear surrounded by coins, it means that economic or health problems can be solved. If they are surrounded by cups, it indicates that all the obstacles or impediments we have in our relationships tend to be restored. If these appear surrounded by clubs, it announces that our activities tend to improve and increase. In the brain, we have three important glands: pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus. The hypothalamus gland regulates the hormonal part. The pituitary manages the energies of our physical body, and the pineal manages our spiritual field. The pineal is in the middle of the brain, and it is the one that manages the emotional level. If you are charged with many negative emotions, but you are one that channels, you may have that pineal blocked. Why? You are going to continue channeling the same, but the filter, an analogy would be the water filter, must be changed because it was covered with soil, so that it must be removed. To unlock it, you must release the chakras. You must work the spine that works literally like a battery. The occipital bone has a negative charge, and the sacral bone has a positive charge. Among them are the vertebrae surrounded by a liquid, the spinal cephalous fluid, which would come to function as the fuses of the body, and that, in case of energy or physical overload, due to some trauma, the fuses deteriorate. Therefore, it is essential to maintain a good energy flow in the notochord, so that there are no overloads that translate, for example, into herniated discs, or that lower the resources of the physical and energetic body. By freeing it from that layer that forms the negative emotions, the energy flows, and thus the chakras open. The height of the pineal depends on the people. One person can have it higher up, another down. How do we test it? Touching little by little where the third eye is located, and where a small cleft lays, is where your pineal gland is located. The gland for not using becomes smaller, and as we work on it enlarges, and is very close to the limbic where the emotional level is. How was it activated? You are going to imagine a bright white light that comes out forward and backwards from the gland, and exercising and knowing where it is located, it is going to activate. In addition, when it is located with the middle finger, there are two ways to activate it: toning it or soothing it, because it is in one of the meridians. Toning is with small blows, and these should be between 10 and 15 small blows, and appeasing is to rotate the middle finger on top of it, counterclockwise. After this, what's going to happen? You will feel like you have a small weight, not pain, but a small weight, like when you are starting to fall asleep, so that you cannot open your eyes because you are very tired, and when you have done the exercises several times, it will start to work, and you will be very connected. A different energy will be handled, and by opening the pineal gland, you connect with your Akashic record. And the Akashic record is the library of the universe found on Earth, and you are part of that library. You are a shelf. King of Coins. It symbolizes a wealthy and sometimes powerful man, self-centered and pragmatic, dominated by material aspects. It is usually associated with a man with blonde hair, on the physical plane. King of Coups. It symbolizes a dreamer, kind, affectious, idealist, weak and bendable. It is usually associated with a man with brunette hair, on the physical plane. King of Clubs. He represents a voluntary, hard-working, somewhat rustic man, with a great sense of duty, dictator. On the physical plane, it is usually associated with a brown person. King of Swords. He represents an energetic man, military or judge, somewhat rustic man, symbol of law or morality. On the physical plane, it is usually associated with a gray-haired man. Horse of Coins. It usually symbolizes the possibility of changing or undertaking any activity related to the material or economic goods of the person who consults. Horse of Coups. It usually indicates the possibility or attempt of change in the affective field or in the relationships of the consultant. Also, it means activity in this field. Course of clubs. It means the possibility of change in activities such as work, study, sports, etc. In some way, in any activity in which the consultant is carried out personally. Course of swords. It symbolizes the possibility of making changes in which adversities and obstacles will be encountered. Knife of coins. It's